a lot of what we call mental breakdowns may be normal reactions of stress that are impairing us.
Wakefield serves as a professor in New York University's Silver School of Social Work. He's also a professor of Conceptual Foundation of Psychiatry at NYU's School of Medicine. He tells WBFO News, clearly our mental health is being jeopardized by society pressures and a digital world as we are trying to adapt to an environment we were never biologically designed to handle.
In the quest for a better life, and in the quest for, in a consumer economy, selling goods and enticing people to eat certain things, do certain things, watch certain things.
And be connected 24/7.
And be connected 24/7 so they're productive. And some people can't handle the level of demand on us today that's rather unnatural, as well as some other people can. That's a large part of this stress. When things get to the point where something goes wrong inside, where it's not even dependent on the environment anymore, and you're just always in a state of stressed outness or anxiety or depression, irrespective of whether things are going well or badly in your life, then that's a sign that you've developed some kind of internal dysfunction, we call it. Something's gone wrong with your internal functioning.
Wakefield explains human beings vary in every psychological trait. He presented a keynote address over the weekend called The Nature of Addiction. Wakefield says philosophers are thinking about the nature of the problem, such as the massive opioid crisis.
The official position right now of the National Institute of Health, National Institute of Drug Abuse, National Institute of Alcoholism and Alcohol Abuse, they all call addiction a brain disease. In a sense, one might say it is, in a sense, but it's very tricky because everything that human beings are is reflected in something in the brain. So just to say we're exploring the brain and we see things lighting up in the brains of addicts when they think about a substance, let's say, doesn't prove anything about there being a brain disease. What it may prove is that this person has an enormous commitment to, love of, and involvement in this particular activity? Or is it something else? Is it just a choice? There's a lot of people today in the social sciences who like to think economically about rational people, that everybody's rational and the system can be explained as rational entities interacting. So they have theories of addiction being people making choices given their circumstances.
Wakefield reminds us stress, anxiety, or depression, all signs of an internal dysfunction that create a mental disorder, but that no one should be ashamed and instead should seek help. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.